It was Sizing Europe that first brought Henry de Bromhead to the top table of jump racing. The fact he stayed there is down to hard work, some cracking facilities beside the seaside in County Waterford, and a growing ability to place his horses quite brilliantly. The mare Honeysuckle is the stable star, and she is on course to start her season in the Bar 1 Hatton's Grace Hurdle at Ferry House at the end of the month. Back over 2.5 miles in a race that she won last year, and she of course also won the Irish Champion Hurdle and the Mayor's Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. She is unbeaten, and de Bromhead looking forward to seeing her back on track.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, she's brilliant, and we're very lucky to have her. It was a great performance that day, and hopefully, yeah, look, she seems in good form, so hopefully she can have another good go at it this year. I suppose the first day she won at Ferry House, she won her maiden hurdle at Ferry House. She was really impressive that day, and you know, she sort of just won in a canter. Obviously, we liked her performance in her point to point. That's why we bought her. But the first day she was good, but like she's just grown. You know, she's just progressed and progressed. Really, to be honest, she's not a mare that would take a huge amount of work. So. You know, you wouldn't be, working her a lot at home. So, yeah, I think we'll go. Hopefully, you know, if she's in the same form as she was last year, we would obviously start in the Hatton's Grace and then probably aim for the Irish Champion Hurdle and then, you know, reassess everything after that, see where we are. I'd imagine she'd get an entry. Hopefully, if things have gone well, she'd get an entry for the Champion Hurdle and the Mayor's Hurdle at Cheltenham, and we'd see near the time what we'd decide to do.
That day is a huge one for Irish racing, with three Group 1s, the Bar 1 Royal Bond and also the Drinmore Novice Chase, and also a substantially increased in value Porterstown Handicap Chase, which is a substitute for the Irish Grand National. It's worth £125,000. De Bromhead may have two runners in the Royal Bond. Annexation, just beaten yesterday, may go, and Irascible also holds an entry. But there are plenty of other stable stars to whet the appetite as he looks forward towards the winter. No more so than Milena Endo, who was burgled the RSA by Champs Heroics in March and who made a welcome winning reappearance at Wexford just last month. And here's de Bromhead on thoughts looking forward. He hopes towards a Gold Cup challenge.
Yeah, definitely. Delighted with him. Yeah, surprised actually how sharp he was, to be honest. Usually it takes a bit of a while to warm up. But he was brilliant that day, I thought. And yeah, he'll go to Navan next week. I think it's the 21st or 2nd. And then maybe on to Leopardstown at Christmas. Yeah, I mean, I think you know, he's won over 3 miles over hurdles. He's just obviously just chinned in the RSA. I think he's got as good a profile as any for it. Yeah.
Another name in the lights is Monoly. Horse is set to run at Thurles next week and may go for the King George at Kempton over Christmas. And a mention of a few of the others as well. Aplutard is a horse that needs to go left-handed, and that certainly, to some extent, will hinder where he might be placed in the future. And then there is Chris's Dream, so narrowly beaten in that thrilling race for the Ladbrokes Champion Chase at Down Royal last weekend, and now set to go for the John Durkin over 2.5 miles at Punchestown, and then perhaps a break with a spring campaign very much in mind. Talk to of Notebook, a horse with so much potential, may be the Champion Chase at Cheltenham in March at the end of the season, before that the Poplar Chase at Nace. And what about more immediate plans? This weekend sees a two-pronged attack on two big races. The Schlur Chase at Cheltenham on Sunday is the destination for the Arkle winner, Put the Kettle On, for whom Cheltenham seems to be a case of no place like home.
Yeah, Put the Kettle On's in great form. She's due to go over to Cheltenham for the Schlur Chase. She seems to love it over there. And so she's going over there this weekend. She's in mighty form, working well. So looking forward to that.
How much is it important with March in mind that you get a running horse like that at Cheltenham?
It's nearly as much that she loves the place so much. Her form is really, you know, she's really progressed on her two runs there. So she seems to really enjoy it. And it's as much that as anything, to be honest. So, yeah, that's probably why.